During the hearing, Department of Veterans Affairs Undersecretary Robert Petzl said the department agrees with the Inspector General's findings and takes all veteran deaths seriously, especially suicide.
Even one veteran suicide is a national tragedy.
And he says since the Inspector General's reports, the department has taken aggressive actions. Senator Isaacson asked him to provide further detail about those actions.
How did you hold those responsible for what's been recognized as negligence and mismanagement accountable for their actions?
Petzl said he couldn't talk publicly about the department's response against center employees, but he said he gave the information to a Senate committee. However, Petzl did say two center employees have retired, three others have been reprimanded, and potential action against a number of others is still pending. He also says 66 additional employees have been hired to work at the center and the programs it contracts with. Wait times for veterans have improved, and a number of new processes have been put in place. Vondell Brown, a veteran himself and manager with the Wounded Warrior Project, said the Atlanta Center has improved. However,
what I often hear from warriors is difficulty getting appointments when they need them, being handed from one mental health provider to another, difficulty in developing rapport with providers, and of being offered medication to ease symptoms rather than getting talk therapy that might help resolve deeper problems.
After the hearing was over, Senator Isaacson says so far he's satisfied with the VA's response, but he says the situation is not finished yet and there are no second chances. Michelle Worth, WABE News.